In the afternoon, dark clouds suddenly color the sky a mysterious shade, and it starts raining hard, pounding the roof and windows of the cabin. I strip naked and run outside, washing my face with soap and scrubbing myself all over. It feels wonderful. In my joy, I shut my eyes and shout out meaningless words as the large drops strike me on the cheeks, the eyelids, chest, side, penis, legs, and bottom. The stinging pain, like a religious initiation or something. Along with the pain, there's a feeling of closeness, as though for once in my life, the world's treating me fairly. I feel elated, as if all of a sudden I've been set free. I face the sky, hands held wide apart, open my mouth wide, and gulp down the falling rain. Back inside the hut, I dry off with a towel, sit down on the bed, and look at my penis. A light-colored, healthy, youthful penis. The head still stings a little from the rain. For a long while, I stare at this strange organ that, most of the time, has a mind of its own and thinks thoughts not shared by my brain. I wonder if Oshima, when he was my age and stayed here, struggled with sexual desire. He must have, but I can't picture him taking care of business on his own. He's too detached, too cool for that. I was different from everybody else, he'd said. I don't know what that means, but I'm sure he wasn't just spouting something off the top of his head. He didn't say it to be mysterious and coy either. I consider tossing off, but think better of it. Being pummeled by the rain so hard made me feel strangely purified, and I want to hold on to that sensation a while longer. I pull on some boxes, take a few deep breaths, and start doing squats. 100 squats later, I do 100 sit-ups. I focus on one muscle group at a time. Once my routine's done, my mind's clear. The rain's stopped, the sun's starting to shine through breaks in the clouds, and the birds have started chirping again. But that calm won't last long, you know. It's like beasts that never tire, tracking you wherever you go. They come out at you deep in the forest. They're tough, relentless, merciless, untiring, and they never give up. You might control yourself now and not masturbate, but they'll get you in the end as a wet dream. You might dream about raping your sister, your mother. It's not something you can control. It's a power beyond you, and all you can do is accept it. You're afraid of imagination, and even more afraid of dreams. Afraid of the responsibility that begins in dreams. But you have to sleep, and dreams are a part of sleep. When you're awake, you can suppress imagination, but you can't suppress dreams. I lie down in bed and listen to Prince on my headphones, concentrating on this strangely unceasing music. The batteries run out in the middle of Little Red Corvette, the music disappearing as though it's been swallowed up by quicksand. I yank off my headphones and listen. Silence, I discover, is something you can actually hear.